Now, as thousands of pupils return to school this week, some schools will be missing a teacher. It all depends on their pupil numbers, and the loss of a teacher when these numbers dip is felt most keenly in smaller rural schools. In Cahardan National School in the parish of Alahees in West Cork, a dip in their numbers has meant a drop from three teachers to two. So how will this affect everybody? Valerie Cox is here, back from the Beara Peninsula. Valerie, tell us all.
Yes, John. Well, the problem for Alahees is that they need 56 pupils to hold on to their three teachers, and the number they need has been creeping up over the last few years. For example, it was 49 in 2011, that went 51 in 2012, 54 last year, and now it's 56. And this school just has 52 children, just 5 children registered for junior infants this year. And the principal, Porrig O'Sullivan, explained.
Father in heaven, this day is actually an historic day in the history of education in the parish of Alahees. It is the first time, I suppose, since I'd say the head schools, that all the children of the parish are being taught in two classrooms. We had three schools in this parish up to 1979. There was an amalgamation of the schools to form the central school here, Carhamore National School. The numbers at the time were in the 80s would have been 80 to 100 pupils when I went to school here myself. You know, it went down to the 70s, but in the last 5, 6, 7 years, there has been a serious decline where we're down to around 50 pupils now.
Why have the numbers decreased so much?
Well, I suppose it's all part of the rural decline. I think, especially in recent years, you know, the lack of employment in the area. We would always have had immigration from the area, but people would, you know, when they settle down, get married, maybe they want to start their families. Very many would come back here to rear their families and resettle back in the area. But lately that is not happening because there's nothing for those couples to come back to employment-wise. And it's very difficult for the parish to regenerate under those circumstances. And we believe that we are being forgotten by, especially by this government. They seem to be turning a blind eye to rural communities such as ours when it comes to investing in. I realise there's a recession on, but we feel we are being completely neglected. You know, my own field is the education cuts is what hits us here. 4 years ago, we would have needed 49 pupils to retain a third teacher in the school. Unfortunately, now we need 56. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but a jump of 7 pupils is too much for a place like ours. And now we are left in a situation where, due to the education cuts to schools of our size, we are being reduced to a 2-classroom, 2-teacher school, when we should have 3-teacher school. Those changes are very difficult to cope with. And I cannot see the logic in cuts like this, because who at the end of the day is losing out? It's the children are losing out at the end of the day.
So that's school principal Porrig O'Sullivan with some very strong things to say there, Valerie. What about the parents? What's their take on this?
Sean, they're very annoyed, but they're also very concerned that this is further decimation of their area. This is Joan Lowe Sullivan.
Dara is 12, Cahal is 10, and Connor is 5. So there's two of them, you know, in 4th class and 6th class. And this is where the big changes are coming in, because there's 4 classes now in the one room. So the teacher will have to, he'll only got a quarter of his time in each class. So you can imagine every other kid in Ireland have a class day teacher. So in the bigger towns, they have 5th class is in 5th class, 6th class in 6th class, whereas the teacher here will have to split his time 4 ways. So therefore, the child can only get a quarter of the teacher's time. So that's a big disadvantage.
But you want your third teacher back?
Of course. Sure, straight away you're taking family out of the parish by moving a teacher on. And we feel our kids have a right to education as much as every other child in the country. We don't want to be treated as second-class citizens.
Now, Esther, you went to this school as well, and today you're bringing your little one.
Oh, my first child, he's starting baby infants today. But I'm a bit sad because we're only down to 2 teachers. The cuts are a disgrace.
My name is Francis, and I'm bringing my son, who's 5, to his first day at junior infants here at Cahamore National School. My daughter is in first class, and I'm a past pupil myself. Sadly, I'm bringing him to a school that only has 2 teachers, whereas we would have had 3 before. The government cuts are impacting directly on our child's standard of education, and it impacts also on their lifestyle. We don't have cinemas here. We don't have a lot of things that people in the city can expect. So when schools are cut, it's so central to our community that it really impacts not just my family, but every family in the area.
Now, Valerie, there was reference there made to a third teacher that was lost, but you managed to track him down?
I did, Sean. He's Niall O'Sullivan. Now, he comes from the area and he was actually teaching in Limerick for 8 years. Then 5 years ago, this permanent post was advertised in Caherdan and he was absolutely delighted to move back to his own area. In fact, his father had been a teacher in this school. Now, Niall has been teaching in the school for 5 years and the irony is that he now becomes a supply teacher for the area.
At the moment, well, the department have made up a job for me where I am shared between 5 schools. It's a little bit, I suppose you could say, fluffy.
But I mean, 5 schools in this area with the mountains, the roads, the hairpin bends, I mean, it's going to be a bit of an adventure.
Yeah, you could say that, all right. I will certainly know every pothole in the on the peninsula anyway from avoiding them, but yeah, it's not ideal. It's not very attractive. Can't see myself doing it for very long, to be quite honest about it.
So, Valerie, the irony of the day was that he ended up back where?
Back deployed in his old school on day one.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the map you very kindly have supplied to me, and it's a part of the world known to my own family. But he's serving schools in Alahees, Eyries, Castletownbere and Adrigal. Quite some distances to go between one and the other in all those places. You've helpfully given me the distances. Alahees to Eyries is 12 kilometres. Alahees to Adrigal is 33. Alahees to Laura is 32 kilometres. Alahees to Castletownbere, 19 kilometres, and none of it on good roads.
Well, that's the problem, Sean. I mean, at one stage, I drove from Kenmare down to Alahees and it took me an hour and three quarters for about 42-43 kilometres. And at one stage, a herd of goats just came out on the road. Now, it's a gorgeous place, but you just have to sit there and wait for them.
No stress in that, Valerie, but for the people there who have to deal with it, there is. And I suppose there's a sense, too, that this is just another attack on rural Ireland. That's how they said that we heard about. That's how they see it, according to the parents we heard from.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I met Finbar Harrington, who's the chairman of Cork County Community and Voluntary Forum.
Look, I suppose we, like many other rural parts of Ireland, we're suffering population decline. A lot of our young people that we've highly educated have immigrated. Thus, they're not coming back to live in the parish. So then we're losing services in the parish because of that. Look, we've lost 2 post offices here in the local parish, Cahermore Post Office, Leahanmore Post Office. At the moment, we're losing a teacher here in the school in Cahermore. It's a huge problem, and I suppose, look, the primary school, it's the heart and soul of every community. It's the one place where all young people go to, they all go to school. So I suppose that could be the beginning of the end for us, losing a teacher. Where does it stop?
I suppose Alahees is one of the most remote spots in Ireland. I mean, one of the most beautiful, but one of the most remote. Do you think you should get extra support, extra infrastructure because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're out here in the peripheries of West Cork. We're almost 100 miles from Cork City. We, I suppose, this government in particular has been totally neglective of rural Ireland. It has done nothing to support rural Ireland, and in particular small rural areas like ourselves here. As a result of losing the teacher here, that will have untold consequences for us going forward. Our local GA club is under phenomenal pressure to feel at the moment. So all these kind of things has a knock-on effect. And look, at the end of the day, if you don't have young people coming forward and growing up in the area, you're going to have nothing. The place will die.
So, Valerie, that's Finbar Harrington, chairman of the Cork County Community and Voluntary Forum. And the department is saying what?
Well, they're saying that all public servants are being asked to deliver our public services at a reduced level of resources, and teachers in small schools cannot be immune from this requirement. There's no consideration being given to the reversal of previous budget measures at this time.
Sheila Noonan, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Your members are at the heart of this issue. What do you say to the suggestion, I think it's been made, that the INTO in 2011 sold out to the Minister in going along with these cuts?
Well, I reject the fact that there was a sellout. We were not party to that discussion at all. I mean, I'd be rather flattered to think that either Minister Noonan, Finance or Howland, or the Minister of Education would invite us in to agree that. That clearly wasn't wasn't the case. There was threats looming on all fronts in relation to class size. Actually, we've been consistently campaigning on this particular issue, and probably the main success we've had has been in the appeal area, but the school in Alahees have not been in a position to benefit that. It did soften it from some areas. The report is excellent because I'll tell you what it focuses on particularly, that in this case, the numbers alone cannot be the consideration. Everybody understands you have to have a transparent system. There needs to be a category of the required school. Your look at the map there is brilliant. There is no other school nearby. This is a school that this community depends on. So you can't just judge it entirely
alone. So all the amalgamations took place decades ago practicable.
Yeah, I mean, you called out the distances there. That school is a required school in that community, and the strength and the bond of the community with that school was absolutely palpable and evident in Valerie's interview. So in addition to looking at numbers, in an area like that, you simply have to look at the notion, and it's something that the INTO has strongly been recommending, a required school in the area.
Are many areas, are many localities looking at the closure of schools? I know there's certainly fears at the other end of the country, up in Fannet, for instance, they're under a lot of pressure in Donegal.
Absolutely. And we're very clear on this. We're very wedded to our network of primary schools, but we're equally willing to have a mature discussion. There are some areas where population is in inexorable decline. And our members are saying very clearly to us, particularly when they're going below from 2 to 1, leaving them in one school situation, if there are other schools, we're willing to look at that conversation. But it has to be done on the basis where it's planned, where it's about sustainable schools and supporting schools, but where there's very clear evidence that there isn't a school around, where a school can readily amalgamate, where ethos issues, island or Gaeltacht issues are taken into account, well then I think the criteria have to be softened to take account of the fact that that is the sole school in the area, and Alahees is a perfect example of that.
How much money are we talking about saving here, by the way, as a result of these measures?
Well, let's look at the figures. The original budget target by Minister Quinn at the time in the budget that started this was a 15 million target over the 3 years and about 250 posts. But of course, let's not forget now that this is the third year, the final year of those increases, and that's, if you like, the schedule from here on in. There are 1,500 schools with 100 pupils or less, so there are a lot of schools anxiously watching this all of the time. We completely lack some sustainable planning around our smaller schools, and the INTO has been very vocal on this, saying it's not good enough to just let it randomly fall around numbers. We need to get into much more planning with the patrons. We need to start a discussion with the patrons and with the department and take schools and communities out of this uncertainty that's going on all of the time.
Sheila Noonan, General Secretary of the INTO, and Valerie Cox, thank you both for being with us. We'll be talking about a man